If you were at the OSU campus on Monday, you might have spotted a group of 17 heavily armed men and women walking around. Jeffrey Smith, the organizer for this demonstration, wears a red jacket with a knit beanie and a long semi-automatic rifle strapped across his chest. Smith stopped to talk to a number of curious passerby, like this faculty member.
What is happening? Are these real or?
So what this walk is about is to advocate for concealed carry on campus, which is currently illegal, and it's also to engage in dialogue with people. And I'm so thrilled you asked us, for the group.
Like other public universities in Ohio, OSU prohibits students from carrying a gun on campus. But the legislature is currently considering a bill that would change that. Smith says this is his seventh campus demonstration. The group has been to Bowling Green and Miami University, to name a few. And he says the timing of today's walk was no coincidence.
Yeah, this is the reason that I did this when I did this is because of the attack last Monday. I feel like, and I have felt like for a number of years, that students are sitting ducks on campus.
OSU President Michael Drake told WOSU that he was comfortable with professionals being the ones to handle attacks on campus. He said the fact that the car and knife attack carried out by Abdul Artan was stopped within minutes is a sign that the campus security is effective. But Virgil Vaduva, a participant on Monday's walk, says that was a matter of luck. In fact, the officer who shot Artan happened to already be at the scene, responding to an unrelated incident.
That cop being there when this happened was pure luck. And, you know, if he would have not been there, probably a lot more casualties and probably a lot worse things would have happened. So perhaps an armed student could have stopped him. Never know.
Students passing the group generally have one of two reactions. Some stop to introduce themselves and show support, like Marco Jasenko.
Yeah, I think it's perfectly legitimate to have conceal and carry on campus. In my humble opinion, I think that it discourages gun violence in particular.
Other students gave a look of astonishment as several people in the demonstration carried long semi-automatic rifles. One of those, MBA student Rachita Saluja, says she was on campus during last week's attack. She says changing the open carry restrictions would not make her feel safer.
If anything, probably having more of security in campus, that would be more reassuring than students having the weapons.
Currently, there are 8 states where students are allowed to carry guns on public universities, including Colorado, Wisconsin, and more recently, Texas. 19-year-old Harrison Sorm is a participant in the demonstration and a freshman at Kent State University. He's not allowed to carry a firearm at Kent State because he has to comply with the student code of conduct. But because he's not a student at OSU, it's perfectly legal.
I am carrying a AR-15 Springfield Armory Saint chambered in 223 Remington and 5.56 NATO.
Okay, I have no idea what that is. Can you explain that to someone who, in layman terms, what is that?
It's an assault rifle variant.
Sorm says he knows not everyone agrees with him, but he would feel much safer at school if students and even faculty could carry firearms. He says demonstrations like these give people, many who haven't spent a lot of time around guns, the chance to make an informed opinion about gun laws.
You know, some people don't know, you know, anything about guns, but, you know, maybe once they figure out what pertains to these and the laws around them and how they work, you know, they might like them just like some people like cars, so.
Towards the end of their walk, one student, Taribo Osubeni, runs up to the group to ask some questions about concealed carry laws. He tells me in the wake of last week's attack, it's an important conversation to have, but one to be approached with caution.
But realistically speaking, I think it's very dangerous. If we have like 60,000 students with guns on campus, I feel like it creates this chaos that we don't need.
Esther Honig, WOSU News.